This is VOA News.
Remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The United States says it is gravely concerned by reports of human rights violations that Myanmar security forces have allegedly perpetrated in Chin State, including setting fire to and destroying over 100 residences and Christian churches. In a statement Sunday, the U.S. State Department said, "We condemn such brutal actions by the Burmese regime against people, their homes, and places of worship," which lays bare the regime's complete disregard for the lives and welfare of the people of Burma. Burma is, of course, another name for Myanmar. The statement called for an end to the violence. Myanmar has been in turmoil since February 1st, when a coup led by military chief Min Aung Hlaing ended a decade of tentative democracy. The return of military rule has prompted outrage at home and abroad. Mexico finally returned to mass commemorations of the Day of the Dead November 1st this year, after traditional visits to graveyards were prohibited last year because of the coronavirus pandemic. There was a special altar in downtown Mexico City dedicated to those who died of COVID-19. Relatives are being allowed into a fenced-off plaza for a quiet, solemn remembrance in a country where coronavirus deaths touched almost all extended families. Mexico has over 288,000 coronavirus deaths confirmed by testing, but probable coronavirus mortalities, as listed on death certificates, suggest a toll closer to 440,000. North Macedonia's prime minister has announced his resignation following the heavy defeat in local elections of his governing Social Democratic Union. Official results are not yet in, but Zoran Zaev conceded defeat late on Sunday.